If you lived through the 1990s in the United States, you probably remember the ads for services like 1-800-COLLECT. And the idea was, so first of all, there's so many things to unpack in that statement. So there was a time when people didn't have cell phones in the United States and needed to make a call to somebody but couldn't pay for it because it was you were using a pay phone or something like that, but yet you still needed to reach somebody. And so a collect call is basically the receiving party agrees to pay for the call. And normally, if you did it through whatever local phone company or pay phone or whatever, it would charge astronomical rates. Well, and so 1-800-COLLECT was one of these services that you would dial an 800 number, which was a free call from pretty much anywhere in the United States. And then you would get and the rates that would be charged were, well, much lower than what your local phone company would typically charge. And, you know, and those were great for a time when, people didn't have cell phones included long distance service was not ubiquitous. And, since then, these services, you certainly don't see them advertised anymore. Apparently it still exists. it doesn't, it's, you know, it's not MCI or whatever. I mean, the brand has been, I'm sure, taken over or whatever. And, apparently, if you dial 1-800-COLLECT and make a call, here's what you should be charged, according to the website. So you're charged $3.99 a minute, for making the call. And you're also charged a connection fee and cost recovery charges and something like that. So a 6-minute phone call apparently cost some dude $42.55. and there's a breakdown of his bill on Ars Technica. And so, it's like one of those things. I mean, somebody asked the other day, I mean, if you call the operator on a phone by dialing zero, do you get anybody? And when I tested it back in 2008, that was still the case. Of course, I'm in Tel Aviv as I'm recording this, so it's not something I can easily test. But yes, $42.55 for a 6-minute phone call, which, you know, I mean, the only way I could see paying that is if my AT&T phone or my AT&T mobile phone worked in Israel. And I don't even think that roaming charge would be $3.99 a minute. I mean, it's crazy that these services, A, still exist, and B, charge that much money. It can't be that much. It's certainly not that much. And I think the only reason that these services still exist is because I think, you know, it's like those ads from the 90s, right? People still remember those numbers and still call them. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where you have to make a collect call in the United States, which I'm really struggling to figure out where one of these areas is, maybe you're in a payphone in the middle of nowhere and that's all you can do, but I'm sure there's other ways to do it. I wouldn't use 1-800-COLLECT anymore, that's for sure. But it just boggles my mind that, I would find some other way to, like, borrow somebody's cell phone, before I would make a collect call and at least using 1-800-COLLECT. Maybe maybe the operator can still do a collect call. I don't know, but it's got to be cheaper than $3.99 a minute. Well, maybe not. You should maybe ask, but realize that maybe making a collect call isn't such a great idea anymore. I mean, even in the prisons where you still make collect calls, the rates are even cheaper than that. So, those got regulated by the FCC. So, I mean, if they can do it for prisons, they can do it for everything else. But It just boggles my mind.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.